Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here. We're doing it Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Allentown.
Yes, it would be, and Billy Joel would love that place.
Yes, he would.
He would live in that coffee shop.
He would. He would be all the time.
So would John Sokoloff, I think.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
He's a big Billy Joel guy.
He is. Well, you know, he's from that part of the world, so where everybody. You have to make a choice at like age 7. Is it Billy Joel or Bruce Springsteen? You got to pick who.
And he's chosen both.
I don't know how. I don't know if the paperwork's going to hold up on that.
It's kind of like him choosing like Italians on one side and Jews on the other side. Like, just pick a side.
He's kind of both. I don't know how he pulls that off, but you know what? That's Johnny Sock for you. Wherever you are in our, is that right? Yeah, wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. You can have Strange Brew Coffee right in your coffee maker in your kitchen every day. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. I could go through this whole flyer that they gave me, this whole pamphlet packet, whatever you want to call it, and tell you all the great stuff that's going on at Pip Printing and Signs, but let's just make it easy. Just give them a call and talk to Cam Baker and let him tell you what he can do for your business. But most importantly, he's going to tell you that 10% of your sale with him goes straight to the Bulldog Initiative in your business's name. You're a Bulldog Initiative business now. Just that simple. All you had to do was do business with Pip Printing and Signs. 601-499-5216 is the number. And talk to Cam. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. He'll take care of the rest. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And you are looking for new maroon and white merchandise. You are looking for new gear. You need new gear, and you're going to get it at College Corner. All the logos that you want, a great selection of polos, t-shirts, hats, everything that you need to be show off that you're a Bulldog fan. It's right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Starkville. Okay, sure. Why not? Tyler. I don't know, Robbie.
Starkville's premier restaurant.
Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate that. And he's correct. It is the best place in town. For lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. If you've got a special occasion coming up, or if you just want to have a dinner that is a special occasion, you need to make a trip to Restaurant Tyler. The best steaks in town, great pastas, chicken, vegetarian dishes, and a great selection of appetizers. My favorite dessert in the city of Starkville, the stuffed pancake. It's just so good, and everybody's going to be a happy camper. When you come home and you tell the wife, hey, honey, I'm taking you to Restaurant Tyler tonight, she's going to be happy about that. I promise you that. So, unless she's just weird, in which case I can't help you. So, enjoy a great meal at Restaurant Tyler. You know how it goes, Rock. Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi. It's going to be one of those shows. Okay, that's fine. If you got money, you want to put it in a bank, why not Priority One? I don't know where I'm going with that. But my point is this. Priority One Bank, it gives you everything that the big corporate banks give you, but they also give you the service that you expect from your local hometown businesses. And that's just a great combination, and you can't get it at the big banks. They don't have time for the small customers. They don't have time for you, basically. Why don't you talk to somebody who knows how to put service first, but also gives you everything that you need to get from a bank? And that's what Priority One Bank can do. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. When are you leaving? When are you leaving? SEC Media Days. When are you leaving?
Tuesday.
All right. So yes. My flight, I don't know how this
goes. I'm driving. I don't get to fly like you.
Well, On Three should take care of you. You're one of their big hitters.
Well, I have a budget, but it's limited. We're at the tail end here, and it's not even football season.
Mm-hmm. Well, my flight leaves Jackson at like 8 o'clock Friday or Sunday evening, and we got to stop in Houston, and then we go to Dallas, and like I'm supposed to. I think we land at like 11:45. So I'm not doing anything Sunday night, is what I'm getting at. So there you go.
Well, I won't be there to do anything with you Monday or Tuesday. So,
well, you said you're gonna be there Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday night.
And what time are you getting there?
I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be kind of a pain in the butt because I'm gonna be traveling. I'm guessing while the MLB draft is going on.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the time when a lot of Mississippi State players and possibly recruits get drafted, and it's just going to be annoying. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah. So Mississippi State hits the podium on Wednesday of SEC Media Days. They are in the morning session. I spoke to MSU people. They said that they'll be out. I think they're in the first group, 9 a.m. So. Ugh. Yeah, so they'll get to work early, and then you know we'll have all those guys on Sports Talk Mississippi, obviously, including Coach Levy. Blake Shapen, Albert Reese, John Lewis are the guys headed to Dallas to represent Mississippi State. Shapen, I'm not surprised. I'm just pleased to see him there because we weren't sure that Levy would go that far. The other two guys, Reese and Lewis, you mentioned Lewis. You said that he's been getting more media opportunities as of late. But neither one of those guys are just penciled in Sharpie as a starter for Mississippi State. Were those two guys surprises to you?
Not Lewis.
Okay.
Reese a little bit. But I feel like Lewis is probably going to be the defensive guy. I mean, DeMonte Russell was another option there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what they see is like with Albert Reese too is he's kind of emerging as – one of the leaders on the offensive line, it seems like, especially from the standpoint of carries himself really well. He's pretty good in front of the media, good talker. So I think, you know, they see him as a good representative. And then John Lewis, they believe that he can kind of break through this season. So, you know, kind of an early look at him. But I feel like John Lewis was a possibility. And Reese doesn't really surprise me. And the three didn't shock me when I saw it, but I think Reese was probably a little more surprising than the other two. But it does kind of tell you, to me, it tells you that he's locked in at this point on the offensive line as probably a starter.
Yeah, probably couldn't tell you what position, but they just expect him to be part of the first five for Albert Reese. I think Reese will do really well because his voice is just – he's a big guy. So you expect him to have a big voice, but not a voice that comes out of his mouth. Maybe it's just because I'm so used to talking to guys from the South that when you hear a Canadian talk, it catches you off guard. It's kind of like Joe Moorhead's voice. He sounds a little bit like Moorhead did.
Yeah. I can see this guy being a coach too whenever he gets done with football.
With Shapen, I think it's important for him to be there. You know, I think if your message to the fans this offseason is we're going to be exciting and we're going to be explosive on offense and we're going to do all this, then the quarterback needs to be out there as a forward facing part of the program. If you don't bring Shapen, I mean, first off, we talked about this. Like, I have no idea who they would have brought other than Shapen on the offense, right? Like, are they going to bring a Kari? Bring Devon Booth? I don't see that.
Yeah.
It had to be Shapen. And even though he's not, I guess he's not. I'm going to ask Levy, is like, does this mean that he's the starting quarterback? Because I want to know the answer to that. But it just made sense. You can't sell me on your program being this exciting program if you're not going to put your quarterback out there to answer questions. And then also, Bears watching, this is the first real media he's done. He didn't do any post-practice press conferences or post-scrimmage press conferences or anything like that once he arrived here at Mississippi State. So this will be our first real chance to talk to the future Bulldog quarterback.
Yeah, this is definitely the right call for Jeff Lebby. He's – and I don't think that – I believe in the spring he was I don't know. I can't remember if he was fully committal on Blake Shapen being the guy, but it was It felt like it was pretty much known at that point that Chapin was the guy. So this removes any kind of doubt in that area. You get behind your quarterback. You show that he's kind of the face of the program this year, I guess you could say. Anytime you have a quarterback on that stage and locked in as a starter, that's kind of your face. I think that's what that says. And I'm glad we're getting a chance to talk to him. I hope we get to regularly speak to him during the season.
Yeah.
You always want to hear from your starters at quarterback. So, you know, we'll see. But I think this was definitely the right move for him. And Chapin is a fourth-year guy. It's not like you're throwing a true freshman out there. He kind of knows what to say and knows how to be diplomatic and all that stuff. He's done it in the Power Five. I feel like this was the right call to go ahead and put him out there like that.
I agree. I mean, he's a veteran. He's not going to be a guy who gets out there and gives you, you know, a bad quote or a bad soundbite or anything like that. I think Lewis is the one that, to me, I have the most interest in talking to, just because I feel like the defense is where the questions are, right? Offensively, I'm going to ask Chapin and Reese questions, and I feel like I already know what their answers are going to be. I don't know what the answers are going to be from John Lewis regarding Mississippi State defensively. So that makes them kind of interesting. And then Lebby, you know, first time head coach. This is it's so weird. This is three straight different head coaches we're going to talk to at SEC Media Days. You know, 2 years ago was Leach, last year was Arnett, this year is Lebby. And, you know, he's a Texas guy, obviously coached at Oklahoma as well. So has some connections there. There's just so many, you know, interwoven storylines with Jeff Lebby. I feel like he's going to make for a very interesting interview. And, I don't expect to get anything groundbreaking out of him, but I think we might get a couple of sound bites that are worth our time. Obviously, the way you and I attack Media Days are differently, right? I'm sitting on Radio Row. I get the luxury of the people I want to talk to kind of come to me. I don't have to go searching for stuff. You know, so people don't know a lot about Media Days. You know, when you get there, when you're working Wednesday, what's your plan there? How do you go about things?
The majority of my stuff comes straight from that breakout room that we get to go in with the players and
the big room. Yeah.
Yeah. No. The room where the players and Lebby will be made available to MSU media.
Oh, okay. The local media session.
Yeah. Correct.
So that's something.
That's where I get all.
Let's let people know what that is. So Lebby and all the players, they go through the big room and they'll stop on Radio Row and they'll talk to everybody. But prior to that, and every school does this, the local media is allowed a 15, 20-minute time to come up and meet with those guys privately, because we have questions that really pertain to Mississippi State sports. We have questions that Mississippi State fans want answered. Whereas, and I remember this a lot, you know, with Leach, it was a real issue because nobody wanted to ask him about football. Moorhead, I remember his first year, it was all about like food and stuff like coming from the north. And, you know, I remember being in the room trying to get like football questions. And thankfully we had that that session ahead of time. So what you're saying is that's where you get the majority of your quotes from, is the private session the MSU media gets.
Yeah. So before they bring them to like a little conference room and we have a breakout session of people getting Jeff Lebby, and then the three student athletes will be off to the side and you can roam around and talk to whoever you want to. It's not like somebody gets to the podium and talks. Everybody just kind of bounces around. And I love that because I can sit in there and ask every question that I want to ask and I'm done. When you go to that big room, you get Saturday down south asking the same question to every coach. Such and such asks a question. What's the dude from Arkansas? Bob Holt will ask a question.
Touchdown to Alabama.
Touchdown Alabama because they don't get credentialed to them. I mean, it's just too much. And it, like, you don't learn what you really need to learn. I don't think.
Like the national audience gets a laugh, right? They get a question that makes them laugh. But if you're a Mississippi State fan and you have real questions, that's not where you're going to get the answers to them. You're going to get them from what Robbie's doing. You're going to get them from From we'll have Lebby on Sports Talk. That we'll have good questions there. But if you want to find out about Mississippi State football in 2024, the local media is the way to go about that. Consume that.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what, you know, every question that we have, we're going to be able to get out in that 15, 20 minutes, whatever we are in that room. So that's where I spend most of my time working. And then when we get into the big room, I'll listen to what's going on and I'll update it on the board or something, but I don't use much of anything on there. I might even put like the ASAP quotes that we get that's already transcribed for us. I might just like put that up in a Q&A type thing. But the stories that I write mostly come from our like breakout session that we have. And also they'll have like a, they'll go into a room with just like TV and radio people too.
Yeah.
I know they go on Radio Row with you,
mm-hmm.
but they also go to a room with like WCBI, WTVA, all
right.
those people. And so then, they yeah, have like two or three separate things that they have to do.
They have a Sirius XM thing. They'll have a, mm-hmm. I bet Josh Pate will get, he'll probably get Lebby and maybe Shapen. J.D. Pickle from 1-3 will probably get the same, or Andy Staples will get them. You know, it's just the way they break everything down. And it's so regimented, right? Like, they'll come to you. You know, with State, it's a little more relaxed with me and with you because they know us, right? But let's say that Bill Martin is able to come through for me like we were talking about earlier, right? And he's like, if I get Josh Heupel, he's going to come to me and be like, look, you've got 10 minutes. And at 10 minutes, the man's got to stand up. He's got to go. I remember last year, we got Judkins from Ole Miss. And their SID, it wasn't Kyle, it was another guy. He's like, no, you only got 5 minutes. And I just looked at him, I was like, can we have 5 minutes and 45 seconds? Because that's how long this segment runs. It's 5 minutes and 45 seconds. Can we have that? And the guy was like, yeah, you can have 5:45. I was like, okay. But it's incredibly regimented. It really is like, we got to go. We got to go.
Yeah.
And
but they have a whole schedule that has every time of where they got to be.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and today, I don't know if you get this or not, but the radio, I guess maybe it's just a Radio Row thing. We get the email from the conference for if you want to book some of our ESPN talent, here's the time frames that you can do that. So if you want to have Peter Burns on or Roman Harper, these are the times you can do that. Now, that's another situation where luckily, you know, I know Peter Burns. So if he's just walking by, I can grab him and be like, hey, you got 10 minutes to sit down with us? And if he does, he'll do it. That's what we did last year with Peter. We did it with Greg McElroy, with Cole Kublik. It's just like, you know, those guys know us and they're willing to come on. And the same thing applies. Like Wednesday will be a busy day for me because after we get everything done with Mississippi State, that's the day that the people try to interview me. Because I'm basically the only Mississippi State guy that they know is there. They don't know, you know, they're like, is Robbie coming? Is, you know, are other people coming? But they know, like, okay, hey, Dad's over there if we want to talk about Mississippi State. And I'll probably do two or three interviews that day as it goes. So not necessarily hard work, but it's a busy day. Have I ever told you the Saban story about Mississippi State Day?
I can't remember.
So the last one that was in Hoover, Alabama and State were in the same window, right? So I had like two or three interviews already booked for me at like, you know, early. So I come downstairs. I get there like basically right as Saban and his entourage are showing up, right? Saban comes in. He goes straight to Mac and Cube and starts doing their show. I go find my first. So I do an interview with like Brett Norsworthy. I did an interview with an ESPN station in Alabama or something. I did something, I think, with T-Bob and Jacob. And then after that, I get done. I go over to our table, and I'm just going to sit there until the next thing or whatever. And Houston McDavid, who's our engineer, was sitting there. He was the only one down there. Richard had not made it down yet. He goes, Saban was just here. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, he came and sat down, and I looked up at him, and he goes, are we ready? And I just said, Coach, I'm sorry. I'm just an engineer. I don't think you're scheduled to be with us today. And I was just thinking, gosh, if I had only been there. You know, I could have had
it. Like, yeah, let's go.
If Saban had sat down, I'd been like, hit the camera. I got this. And I would have interviewed Nick Saban. But as it was, I was too busy talking to God knows who about Mississippi State sports that year. So that's the beauty of SEC Media Days. Is you never know what's going to, you know, who's going to just sit down at the table with you. So you know, it's always fun. Let's talk a little bit more about it when we let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. this weekend. I mean, I'm gonna be in Texas next week. I'm gonna have steak. I'm just going to let you. I'm gonna have some brisket. That's gonna happen. Robbie, two of the best barbecue restaurants in the state of Texas are within a 10-minute drive of our hotel, of the where the Media Days is. So I'm gonna go hit at least one of them.
I'll be there too.
That's gonna happen. You can write that one down in your little black book. Brian Haydad gonna get some brisket. It's gonna happen. But when I come home next weekend, I'll be cooking out, and I might have to put some beef on the grill. I haven't done a tri-tip in a while. If I can find one, I think I will do that. I may have to come to Mathiston. They opened the TBT there. They moved.
It's right where you pick me up usually, or where we usually meet.
I may have to make that drive and see if they've got a tri-tip.
I've never been there.
I went to when they were in Starkville a few times. They always had a great selection of meat. See, that's what I'm saying. Your local places like that, there's always a place that's got the stuff you can't find at the grocery store. But the good news is in Starkville, Kroger, they tend to have a lot of good cuts out there. They've got briskets on special this week. I mean, talk about the big boys, like the 15, 16 pounders sitting there in the cooler if you want to go big this weekend. So a lot of great options. You need to check it out. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And you are, in fact, looking for it. You want to grab a great meal? You want to have a good time? Two Brothers is the place to go. Don't forget, every Tuesday, by the way, is Taco Tuesday. What a great idea. What an original idea. Nobody else came up with Taco Tuesday? Taco Tuesday, $2 tacos. So, Robbie, you like those pork belly tacos. I mean, you could get four pork belly tacos and only spend $8.
Sounds good to me.
That's a
great
investment.
The prices are always solid.
Yeah. I mean, I love the chicken chipotle tacos. $8 for four of them, and that's good eating. So we're going to save you some money and you get good food. Do it. Also, you're in the mood for a fancy sandwich. You know the place to go is the Older Brother. Starkville's newest restaurant. It's going to be one of its best restaurants for years to come. Great sandwiches, great atmosphere, fantastic place to go. If you haven't been already, check out the Older Brother and, of course, Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. 49 years of taking care of their customers with service after the sale. They gift you the sale. Don't forget, the sale is an important piece to this, right? You want to get a great product. You want to get a great brand name product. You don't want to pay too much for it. That's handled at Advantage Business Systems. But what's also handled and what their competitors don't handle is the service after the sale. This is a 601 number you're going to call. They're going to be able to fix your problems a lot of times the exact same day. It's just a great all-around situation for you as a customer. So give them a call, 601-362-9192, or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you're at the games this fall, you need to be at Maroon & Co. You need to be checking out their incredible selection of MSU gear. That's stuff that you cannot find anywhere else. If you are looking for MSU gear and you're looking for something different, you were like, I've seen the same polos everywhere else. You need to check out Maroon & Co. They've got stuff that you're not going to be able to find anywhere else. They also are the exclusive provider of the Bulldog Initiative gear. They are the exclusive provider of the only place in town you can get the custom cowbells made by the Bellsmith. I'm looking at their Twitter right this second, Robbie, and you were talking about that selection from Yeti. If you want to get something from Yeti that's maroon and white, ready for your tailgate, I mean, they've got it all right there at Maroon & Co. So go check them out. Before you're at the games this fall, you need to be at Maroon & Co. I don't know why I'm so tired today, Robbie. I'm just, today.
Well, if you want to pull back the curtain, you can explain why you're so tired.
Why am I so tired?
Because you recorded a live show. You recorded...
Oh, no, I did the live show last night.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of talking.
I have. But that's not it. I'm just tired. I'm like actually physically tired. I don't know why.
Well, we've reached that part of the day where this is kind of like the... Most of us have had lunch. Mm-hmm. We've been up for a while.
Yeah.
This is kind of like your body's saying you need a nap.
And this is the time of day that I'm fixing to go to work. This is, my work time.
2:30 to 3 o'clock, especially whenever my kid goes back to school.
Yeah. Europe has
this always part when right. I start yawning.
Europe has this part right. This is when they all nap. Like, you can take a siesta. That's what you need.
We need a siesta badly.
Well, I agree. I agree. Do you have a media day story? Do you have anything that like stands out to you through the years that you went and you got a funny, you know, situation? I feel like we always miss out. We missed out last year on the guy singing in the Aaron Murray jersey with Aaron Murray standing right there going like, that's my jersey. I thought that was hilarious. Our girl Rivers Huey got that one.
Oh, he was at like one of the bars in Nashville?
He's at one of the bars and the singer had on an Aaron Murray jersey. And he's like, what's your name? And Aaron's like, you're wearing my jersey. He's like, what?
Well, there was that story whenever Gene wasn't signed up for a credential. And so he threatened Chuck Dunlap that he wasn't going to allow him back in Starkville anymore or whatever it was.
How'd that work out? As far as I know, Chuck has been back to Starkville since then. I've decided I want something. So I've been, you know, somebody asked us about this guy in the rumblings the other day. And I've done a little bit of a deep dive into him. What I want, Robbie, is this: we're there. It's, you know, it's 9 a.m. or whatever it is on Monday. We're getting ready to start off the media days with the commissioner's address, and we hear, "Say his name, and he appears. I believe in Greg Sankey."
You've done your research on Joe Hendry.
I listened to his interview with Chris Van Vliet. And I watched a couple of clips. I can get behind this guy.
Yeah, he was on NXT last night.
Baby face, if ever there was one. But yeah, I think Sankey needs to do that with the, you know, wave your arm. I mean, the media would do it too. So
yeah, he's starting to gain some traction, I think.
Yeah. So we'll have Sankey lead us off on Monday. I haven't really looked at the lineup. I know Ole Miss is on Monday, so that'll be a busy day. I have been told, I have been assured by Richard Cross that this year, Lane Kiffin will not again join us live on Radio Row. So I have been
he's
to
such
five,
a charismatic guy. And
I've been to, this will be my 2018-19. No, I didn't go in 2018. That's the 2018 was my tryout for Sports Talk Mississippi. They were like, hey, do you want to come on and do an interview about state? And I was like, sure. And I did the interview, and then like 2 weeks later, they were like, hey, do you want a job? It's like, yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
And you've been rolling ever since.
So 19, obviously we didn't have it in 20. 21, 22, 23. This is my fifth media days. This will be my fourth Mississippi State head coach to talk to on Radio Row. And I have never talked to an Ole Miss coach in there. Luke didn't ever come the 1 year I was there either.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Kiffin, I get. I mean, he always has that, you know. I just don't think Kiffin likes talking. He gets made out to be like this charismatic kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's very introverted personality. He does. I don't think he likes talking. You know, I don't think he likes interacting with people. I think he does what he has to do and the things that are there for, you know, up for grabs. I don't think he takes advantage of those. So,
right.
I don't think while he's coach here, I'm going to put out the challenge to him. I don't think he'll ever get on Sports Talk Mississippi.
Which is just ridiculous, right?
It is.
Should be on with us. So, yeah, what he does is he does what we were talking about earlier. They have the private stuff, right? He'll sit down with Richard for like 7-8 minutes. It's like, dude, get down here. That's what I should do. I should be like, State told me that if Kiffin isn't going to be able to talk to me, then you can't talk to Lebby.
Yes.
That's what I should do. So Monday, LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Vanderbilt. What an interesting first session and a don't give a crap second session. At least they got Vandy first. Get him out of the way. And Clark Lee's a good interview. He talks.
Yeah, but it's just so boring, man. I mean, nobody wants to talk about Vanderbilt.
Tuesday, Georgia, Missouri, Oklahoma, Tennessee. That's four interesting teams, at least, I think. Wednesday, Alabama, Florida State, and Texas. I believe Alabama and State is the morning session. So, Kalen DeBoer.
And just to clarify, Florida comma, Mississippi State. It sounded like you said Florida State. They have not joined the SEC.
No,
at least
no, we're not
yet.
Breaking news here. That's one of my SEC Media Day stories is sitting there. Richard was in an interview with, Billy, of all people, Billy Lucci of TexAgs.com when the news breaks that Texas and Oklahoma are joining the conference. And so he's in the interview, and I'm just staring at my laptop like, oh, my God. And as soon as it wraps up, I'm like, well, we have something to talk about. And I tell him, he's like, what? And of course, Lucci was like, oh, yeah, I'd heard that was coming. It's like, shut up. And then I look up.
I was sitting in the main room, and I think Jimbo Fisher was talking.
Oh.
And
Ross Bjork,
I remember seeing Ross Bjork standing like 2 feet from me. The news broke while we're all sitting there. And he just like walks out into the little
lobby
right up the escalator in Hoover, and just pulls all these random reporters to the side so he can kind of get ahead of it.
So we were like in the middle of Radio Row, and like down from us was the Baton Rouge station, ESPN 104.5 with T-Bob and then Matt Moscona in the afternoons, right? Same time as Richard and I. And so he's interviewing Sankey, and it's slow. You see a slow trickle of Ross Dellinger and Andy Staples and Barrett Salee and all these guys. Just a slow trickle of guys just standing around him with their phones out, waiting for him to get done talking so that they can all get a no comment from him. I remember I think I texted Brooks Cabina, who used to cover LSU, and I was like, "You just standing there this whole time just so you can say no comment?" And he just said back, "Yep." Because that's all you got to get the comment. That is no comment. But so anyway, yeah, correct. Florida, comma, Mississippi State on Wednesday, along with Alabama and Texas. And then final day, Arkansas, Auburn, Kentucky, and then Texas A&M. What a shot in the pants to Texas A&M. Not only are you going to have to live with Texas being in the conference, you're going last on Thursday. Like, nobody will be there at that point. We'll be gone. Sports Talk Mississippi will be gone. A little inside baseball. We'll have the show pre-recorded. My flight leaves Dallas at 7 a.m. on Thursday morning. I'll be up early. So, yeah, I know I'm not a big fan of that, but it is what it is. But, yeah, we'll be back. So, just
see, y'all coming back Thursday, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, of all the teams, like, let's just go through this real quick. Give me your first, like, if you had one question for each head coach, ask it. You ready? We'll start off. Brian Kelly. It can be serious or funny.
Well, my question would be, what are your expectations for Nussmeier? And can he kind of keep the train rolling?
Okay. Kiffin.
How are you going to be able to get all these guys you kind of brought in from different walks of life and different conferences and stuff and get them playing on championship level?
Beamer.
What's the next step for South Carolina? You know, we've kind of seen some progress from them in recruiting, and we've seen some steps forward, but you know, what's the next step for them?
Clark Lee.
Ugh. I don't know. I mean, I guess my question about Vanderbilt is, you know, how are they moving forward in the NIL era? Have they seen an uptick in NIL and, you know, the new stadium? How's that being received by recruits? I mean, what's his thoughts on where their program is right now compared to where it was when he arrived?
Smart.
You know, what is a big question for Georgia? I mean,
that's a good that's a good question though. Like, if you were us, where should we be looking for the weakness in your team?
Yeah,
that's a good.
They got a ton of guys coming back. They've maintained their recruiting presence. You know, they've kind of gotten over the hump of being a team that wasn't quite able to get over the hump. At this point, they've become they're becoming at least the new Alabama in my mind. So I don't know. I don't know if I have a real question for them.
I think my next question for Drinkwitz would be, why are you the way that you are?
Yes.
Who? What gives you?
I kind of hate the fact that they're becoming good.
Because you just don't like Drinkwitz.
Well, I mean, he was just kind of like he was just a nerd. He talked a lot of trash, and they were winning.
Winning five, six games.
Yeah. It made no sense. And now they're actually like winning recruiting battles. They're getting 4- and 5-star recruits. They're winning games. It's kind of annoying that they're getting good.
What do you ask Venables?
Expectations for his program moving into the SEC.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to be the biggest challenge for them? He's played SEC teams at Clemson. Can't remember if he has at Oklahoma or not, but you know, he kind of knows what to expect here. Mm-hmm. Where does he see his team fitting in?
Like, my question would be, you know, we have it, maybe everybody has a different definition, a different definition of SEC ready. What does SEC ready mean for Oklahoma? What is your definition?
And that's kind of that's the same question I have for Texas as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. I think they're better suited for it than Oklahoma is right now.
Yeah, me too.
But for Sarkisian, a guy that was an offensive coordinator in this league, that's my question for them also.
What is your question for Heupel? Mine would be, have you ever been in a situation where you had so much riding on a freshman?
Yeah. It would definitely be around him, because Hendon Hooker was really good. Last year, I think they had a little bit of a drop-off. Can this guy take them to the next level? They believe he can.
Yeah.
And being a quarterback guy, a quarterback whisperer, so to speak, he should know where he is and if he can handle those kind of expectations.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my questions would definitely be around – I'm not even going to pretend to get his name correct, but
– Nico Imavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav
How do you keep Alabama where it is?
Did you get to keep the same office? Like, do you have the same office as him? Or were they like, you haven't earned that chair yet?
We're not going to allow you to sit in the Iron Throne right now.
Yeah, that should be the Iron Throne. With Napier, it's going to be like, have you been looking at Zillow?
Yeah. What's your favorite vacation spot when you get fired this year? Where do you feel like
are you trying
you're
to like
going to
get out before Thanksgiving so maybe you can get like a late Disney trip in there or something? I don't know.
Have you released your top four destinations yet?
Yeah. Do you think they're going to fire your boss first and then you, or how is that going to work?
Do you throw one of your coordinators under the bus before you get fired, or do you just go down with the ship?
Yeah.
Which one's which?
Yeah. Lebby, we know the questions we're asking him. Sarkisian, you kind of already hit on. What do you ask Pittman?
I might be asking him some of the same questions I would Billy Napier.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm probably asking him, what's his favorite?
How do you get resale value on a house that has a giant hog waterfall in front of it?
Yeah, we're not even going to talk about the season. Like, what's your favorite barbecue spot since you've been here?
Where do
at
you buy
SEC
clothes?
He's way bigger than you right now, I think.
Yeah. Oh, he is for sure. What do you ask Freeze? I had a friend of mine tell me if he ever got an interview with Freeze, his first question would be like, where are the women at?
Where are
the women at? My question for Freeze would be like, are you really, if I could ask him anything, I'd be like, are you really going to go through this season with Peyton Thorne? You really going to run this back and see what happens?
Yeah. I would just want to know, like, what is it about Peyton Thorne that you decided you want to stick with him? I mean, and that's a logical question, I think, because you had an opportunity to go out there in the transfer portal, and I don't even think he wanted to. Like,
It doesn't
even
appear like he
recruiting.
did, yeah.
So there's something about that kid that he really likes, and I'm not even discounting it. I legitimately wonder what it is, because he obviously sees something. I mean, that kid could have a Joe Burrow type second year. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think he will, but there is something that he sees in him that he said, you know what, I'm riding with this. I feel like we can get something out of this. So more power to him.
What are you asking, Stoops?
God, I forgot how many teams this conference has now.
16.
I would like to know about how all that stuff went down with Texas A&M.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It was out there in the open. He can't say that he wasn't leaving. At that point, I mean, the guys that were reporting it, they don't report it without it being a absolute fact. So we know, there's no reason to play games with us about it. Just tell us what happened and, you know, your commitment to Kentucky and all that stuff at this point.
Yeah. And then Elko?
Just how ready he is to take over a place with, those kind of expectations, but they haven't been able to accomplish it. What does Texas A&M need to do with him as the leader of that program to finally reach their expectations? Because that is a place that is – they have the expectations of Alabama and all those teams, but the trophy case is basically Vanderbilt at this point. Vanderbilt has accomplished as much as they have in the SEC as far as championships. So that's kind of where you are, is you've accomplished nothing as a program in the SEC. What do you have to do to finally live up to those expectations?
All right. Those are good good questions. We'll see if you get to ask it. You need to come the whole week and ask all these questions. You can sleep on my floor.
I'll pass, I guess.
Oh, well. All right. I don't know what our schedule is going to be. I know we won't have a Monday pod, but I just know that we won't, because that's a travel day. So we'll figure that out, and we'll do what we can. We should be able to get at least one or two pods up for sure, and we'll do that for you guys next week. That being said, plenty of commentary and coverage from Sports Talk Mississippi. If you're not following that already, please do so. We'll have interviews with everybody we can get our hands on over the next week. Talk to you guys from Dallas. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.